With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is facing another trial in Washington next month after being convicted of tax and bank fraud in Virginia on Tuesday. Wall Street Journal reporter Sadie Gurman explains.
He's facing charges including obstruction of justice, failing to register as a foreign agent, and conspiracy to launder money.
We'll have the details, but first, here are some top stories. President Trump is denying that he directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to pay off two women during the 2016 presidential campaign who alleged they'd had affairs with Trump. Cohen pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations on Tuesday. Wall Street Journal reporter Shelby Holliday says Cohen's guilty plea could have implications for the president down the line.
Cohen pleaded guilty to bank fraud and tax fraud. Those are two things that carry very stiff penalties, and so they could incentivize Cohen to share more information, not just with prosecutors in the Southern District of New York, but potentially with the special counsel. And already, Michael Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, has said Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects the special counsel is interested in, and he's more than happy to share it. So that's a big red flag for the president.
Cohen was also subpoenaed by New York State investigators on Wednesday in connection with an investigation into the Donald J. Trump Foundation. For the latest, please visit our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. The minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting signal that a third short-term interest rate hike is likely in September. The minutes released on Wednesday also show the central bank is concerned about the potential impact of a prolonged trade battle on economic growth. The Fed has penciled in a total of four rate hikes this year. Target reported its biggest sales growth in more than a decade in the second quarter, less than a week after Walmart reported a similar surge in sales. Wall Street Journal reporter Khadija Safdar says some analysts point to the strong results as a sign of a retail renaissance.
We have a really robust economy right now. Consumers are very confident. They are going to the stores. They're spending money on products. So I think the big thing is that if you aren't doing well right now and you're a retailer, it's kind of a problem.
Safdar says some retailers are also picking up market share from competitors. Still to come, the legal battle continues for Paul Manafort. The legal battle isn't over for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. He's still facing another trial in Washington next month after being found guilty on eight counts of bank and tax fraud on Tuesday in Virginia. Joining us now from Washington with more on what lies ahead for Manafort is Wall Street Journal reporter Sadie Gurman. Sadie, before we launch into what's next for Paul Manafort, let's recap the charges that he was found guilty of on Tuesday. There were a total of eight counts out of 18, with the judge declaring a mistrial on the remaining 10 charges where the jury was deadlocked. Can you remind us what counts the guilty verdicts were on?
The jury found him guilty on charges related to bank and tax fraud, and specifically of not paying taxes on more than $16 million in income and of lying to two banks when he sought millions of dollars in loans. But they were a hung jury on the other 10 counts, and a judge declared a mistrial on those counts.
So there are a lot of counts to keep track of, and now going on to the separate trial in Washington, what are the charges that Manafort is facing next month?
It relates to his work as a foreign agent and failing to register as a foreign agent. But specifically, he's facing charges including obstruction of justice, failing to register as a foreign agent, and conspiracy to launder money. And this, again, is part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. So it's a similar trial with similar themes, but it is different charges in this case.
Sadie, how is this trial connected to or potentially connected to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's wider investigation into Russia?
So Robert Mueller's prosecutors brought the case against Manafort, but it is really sort of tangential to the larger question that Mueller's team is still trying to answer, which is whether Trump campaign associates colluded with Russia to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. So, you know, it is indirectly related to that question. But I also think that even a partial conviction is going to give Mueller's team, you know, sort of the momentum it needs to continue going forward. We don't know exactly where they're going because they've been pretty good about keeping us in the dark. But, you know, it certainly shows that the work is being done, you know, by the Justice Department and these prosecutors, and that their work is not completely finished.
And of course, related to that, these verdicts and the plea deal with Michael Cohen did come down on the same day. And the big question that has been emerging are the possible implications for the president. So at this point, what do we know about that as it relates to Manafort's trial, him being found guilty on those counts on Tuesday, and looking forward to the charges he'll be facing next month?
So the president all along has said, you know, these are people who, you know, worked for me. And in Manafort's case, he said for just a short period of time. So he's, you know, trying to distance himself a little bit from Manafort. And it is, you know, the president himself is not implicated in this particular case. And as it relates to Michael Cohen, you know, a president, there's some debate as to whether a president can be indicted. The Justice Department says no. So there's little chance right now that Trump will actually be charged with a crime, but it's not necessarily a good look for the president, you know, to have some of these people who were, you know, close advisors to him getting embroiled in these legal fights. You know, it certainly wasn't a good day to have back-to-back, you know, convictions of some of his closest advisors.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Sadie Gurman joining us from Washington with what's next for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. Thanks so much for joining us, Sadie.
Thank you for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.